Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we're going to head over to Dublin, Ireland, as we take a listen to a band called Keela. We're going to hear a piece of music called Electric Landlady. Keela, here on 101.5. Thank you.
We drank a toast, and you knew my name. And for a perfect moment, it seemed like we were just the same. Thought we had forever. I really wish you could remember falling in and out of time. Where do we go?
Ring out the bells. Ring. you've always had like a deadly kiss. I had a wish, I had a time between the chime of the bells. Sing it, ring out the bells. Ring out the bells. Ring out the bells. Ring out the bells. So ring out the bells.
That was The Men They Couldn't Hang, a British folk punk group that first came together back in 1984. They broke up in 1991 for a while and then reformed again in 1996. We heard a piece of music called The Bells, a track that featured the vocals of Stefan Kusch, who died at the age of 60 following a sudden heart attack on February the 4th. This track comes from the band's second studio album, How Green Is My Valley, that was released back in 1986. Before The Men They Couldn't Hang, we heard Newfoundland's Maureen, Karen, and Teresa, the Innes Sisters, with a song called California Wine, a piece of music that was written by Maureen and Mark Murphy. This track comes from an album released in 2018 titled Keeping Time that was produced by Newfoundland's Alan Doyle. Start off today's show with Dublin's Keela with a piece of music called Electric Landlady, a track that comes from a live album called Alive Bio, which is Keela's 19th album, and it was released in 2017. If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, we have some new music by Lou McMahon, a fine singer-songwriter from Ireland's the County Clare. We're going to hear a song called Pockets of Change, which tells the story about a girl who loses her belief and will to live, but she finds strength in a new love affair to carry on. And this track was produced and features Terry Woods of the Pogues fame. Lou McMahon, here on 101.5.
Mind mulled over, cigarette burned out in a tray.
the box you think you're in. Don't believe the inner voice that says you can't based on the places that you've been. The person you were yesterday doesn't have to be who you are today. Don't stay behind the wall that you've built, because it's just a masquerade. It's all about too late. It's all about to change. Tear down the wall that you built for yourself of yesterday. Leave behind the doubt and fear you once had, cause it's all about to change. It's all about today. Accept your change, it's sad, but some prefer the lows. You know you're gonna trip and fall, but that's just the way it always goes. Get up, get out, be who you're gonna be, and just don't be afraid to feel. Sure, it's a loaded guilt word, and no matter what you're going through, it's real. Self of yesterday. Leave behind the doubt and fear you once had, cause it's all about today. It's all about to change. Tear down the wall that you built for yourself of yesterday. Leave behind the doubt and fear you once had, cause it's all about to change. It's all about today. Of yesterday. Be behind the doubt and fear you once had, cause it's all about today. It's all about to change. Tear down the wall that you built for yourself of yesterday. Be behind the doubt and fear you once had, cause it's all about to change. It's all about today.
the fiddle playing of Cape Breton's Wendy McIsaac, with a tune that she wrote titled Keeping Up with Callum. And this track comes from a CD that Wendy released in 2012, along with Gaelic singer and accordion player Mary Jane Lammon. The album is called Shane. Before that, we heard the West Coast sounds of Vancouver Celtic folk rockers, The Town Pants, a band that's fronted by brothers Dave and Dwayne Keogh. They've been performing for over 20 years now. We heard a song called The Wall, a track that comes from an album titled Something to Say that was released in 2018. And at the top of that set was Lou McMahon, who comes from the County Clare in Ireland. We heard a song called Pockets of Change. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. In 2017, England's Fairport Convention celebrated 50 years of music, and Fairport is credited with helping to originate the British folk rock. And Fairport first took to the stage back in 1967, the Summer of Love. And over the past 50 years, there's been at least 24 members in the band, including the likes of Richard Thompson, Sandy Denny, Ashley Hutchins, and Dave Zwarbick. We're going to hear a track from Fairport's latest studio album, number 30, and a song called Cider Rain, Fairport Convention, here on 101.5.
Got to find my boots, put my raincoat on, fetch my bucket and spade, and I'll be the one. Green grow the rushes, oh, I'll wander down the way to the waterside. There's a hole in the garden wall where the light shines in, a place where the merry moles play and the flowers sing. White are the lilies, oh, sheltered from the breeze, the elders grow, whispering to the wind in the willows. Sip inside. Rain is the color.
my love was left to me with the barren straw, and that's the last of him I ever saw. He died in the hurry and was too old. He took the shilling, he took the shilling, and he's off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar, take the king's shilling, and you're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar, take the king's shilling, and you're off to war. Well, did he look as he marched along with his guild and sparring and his musket gun? Pipes did play as he marched along. The soldiers sang out a battle song. March on, march on, cried the captain gay. For king and country, for king and country, we will fight today. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. You're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar, take the king's shilling, and you're off to war. Well, the battle sound of guns, the bayonets flashed in the morning sun. The drums did beat and the cannon roared. The shilling didn't seem, the shilling didn't seem much worth the war. Well, the men did fight and the men did.
We're flying into morning, and we're all London bound. And down below the sailors go, they pass without a sound. And where we are among the stars, there is no way of knowing. Suspended there up in the air, between the coming and the going. above the wide Atlantic. Above our sea of clouds, an empty blue eye thinking of you, of what we had and how. That love we claimed has changed its name, and we knew it once so well. Now it's a sorry purgatory, neither heaven nor hell. And I wonder how I found myself so high above the ground, and the night behind just marking time till morning comes around. And will the light that shines so bright show the way back home, or will the skies, Medusa's eye, turn my heart to stone? And where we are among the stars, there is no way of knowing. Suspended there up in the air, between the coming and the going.
Multiple Juno Award winner David Francie, who was born back in 1954 in Scotland. And David immigrated to Canada with his family in the mid-1960s, and he now lives in southern Ontario. From an album called The Broken Heart of Everything, we heard a song called Night and Morning. Before David Francie, we heard Sisters Cassie and Maggie MacDonald, who were born in Halifax but raised in the seaside village of Antigonish, Nova Scotia. And we heard their cover of a song called The King's Shilling, a song that was written by Scotsman Ian Sinclair. And it's set in the 18th century, advising against taking the King's Shilling, which was often given to young men as a binding contract for them to fight in the British Army. This track comes from an album titled Stirling Road that Cassie and Maggie released back in 2014. We started off that set with England's Fairport Convention and a song called Cider Rain, a track that can be found on the band's 30th studio album that they released last year. It's titled Shuffle and Go. Moving right along with some more music, up next is Sarah McQuaid, a fine singer-songwriter who was born in Madrid, Spain, raised in Chicago, lived in Ireland for a number of years, and she now lives in Cornwall. We're going to hear a piece of music called Charlie's Gone Home, a track that comes from a release called The Saint Burian Sessions. Sarah McQuaid here on 101.5.
Charlie's gone home. Drove him downtown and dropped him off at the station. I'm sweeping the floors now, changing the sheets and organizing the kitchen. And the house is so quiet, it feels so strange. Only 1 hour, everything wasn't expecting such a happy surprise, with jokes and his teasing. He had me laughing so hard there were tears in my eyes. And Charlie's got a whole lot of stories to tell. He has an endless supply, and he tells them so well. He's had a wild life. He likes to ramble and to roam. He's been filling my head with the things that he's seen, the scrapes he's got into, and the places he's been. But now they're fading, 'cause Charlie's gone home.
Dream. keep the shadows away. Go,
was Karen Casey, who originally comes from Ireland's the County Waterford. Karen's musical career spans over some 30 years, including 4.5 years in New York City as the lead singer for the Irish-American supergroup Solace. We heard a song written by Karen called Go to Sleep, a track that comes from her 6th solo album, Two More Hours, that she released back in 2014. And before Karen Casey, Cornwall's Sarah McQuaid with Charlie's Gone Home. I hope you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Tommy Conniffy, a fine button accordion player who comes from the County Roscommon, who now lives in Cork City. We're going to hear a track called The Rockwoods Set. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again, here's Tommy Conniffy with The Rockwoods Set. Bye for now.